Welcome to the Workology Podcast, where we discuss the science and art of the workplace, gain powerful insights, resources, and perspectives on the industries of human resources and recruiting. Join your host, Jessica Miller-Merrill, chief blogger of bloggingforjobs.com, for a 45-minute in-depth and no-holds-barred look into the future of our most powerful business asset, the employee. And now, here's your host, Jessica, with this episode of Workology.
Welcome to the Workology Podcast. It's great to have you on our podcast as part of the Blogging for Jobs and Recruiters Lounge blog family. The older I get, the more I am interested in investing in less of the fashion trends and selecting timeless pieces and accessories to reinvent and extend the life of my clothing that I seem to be making a significant investment in. My guest today is Irene Gianos. She's a good friend and fashion expert who manages a popular lifestyle and fashion blog, theoplife.com. Welcome, Irene, to the podcast. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Jessica, for having me. I started blogging a couple of years ago, 2.5 years ago. And prior to that, I actually started my career years ago. I was in the workplace as a financial consultant at Merrill Lynch. And I decided that really wasn't the route for me. So it was a great learning experience. And I ended up being, I feel like, a lifetime serial entrepreneur, from having an interior little mini interior design business to a home-based business with a skincare and health and wellness company. But I just had all these things. I just have kind of evolved into what I'm doing now. And I feel like everything, all of my past experiences and everything I've done have brought me to the place I am now with all the things I'm sharing and doing on my blog. And I love it.
Well, tell us a little bit about your blog. What's the address, and what are some things that you write about?
My blog is called theoplife.com. OP stands for on purpose. And initially, I wanted it to be something just very motivational and inspirational and a lot about personal growth. But at the same time, I have all these other passions and interests. And I feel like if by sharing those things, I'm living purposefully. So, for example, today we're going to be talking about fashion. And it's my belief that if you are dressed well, where you feel well, you're going to be more purposeful in your day and what you want to accomplish. And so, I mean, just think about, you know, if you're dressed in sweats, and you may not feel as productive as if you're dressed up in heels, or so it affects how you carry yourself. So all those things. So I talk about interior design. I talk about beauty. I talk about fashion. I talk about food and cooking and healthy living. I talk a little bit about travel. I just talk a little bit about everything. And I do also have those inspirational and motivational segments in there as well. But it's a lifestyle blog, and it's there to just share things that will hopefully inspire people to live more purposefully. And I share things that inspire me and hopefully that will inspire them.
Awesome. Awesome. So I've known Irene for a couple years now, and we like to talk about blogging and technology. And we also have, when I have time, I have an interest in home interior. And of course, who doesn't love shopping? So we tend to talk a lot about those things. Today's topic is how to reinvent your wardrobe. You have some really cool stuff on the blog that you call Shop Your Closet. And I know we're going to get to that in a little bit, but just last year, I invested finally in leggings and some riding boots for the first time. I'm not very adventurous. For those of you who are listening, I left the corporate folds 5 years ago, or a little over five. And so most days it is yoga pants and sweatshirts. So for me to invest in leggings and riding boots and really get out of my comfort zone, it was out there. But I loved it. And they are warm, and they just look so put together with just a few accessories. I wanted to ask you, Irene, what are some suggestions you have for someone maybe like me who's just getting started in reinvesting in their wardrobe?
Well, first, I have to say, I love what you said about how your boots and your leggings made you feel and how you love them. And because that's the most important thing, is to find things, I think, that one, complement your body and you know, your shape and size just because something is a trend. And that's another thing is look for things that you feel good in. Look for things that are not necessarily trendy, but things that you feel great in and that look good on you and that make you feel good when you're wearing them. And that's the biggest key in getting started is it leggings and boots for you? Is it dresses for the other person? Is it slacks and a jacket? So it's, you've got to do what feels good for you first and then go from there.
I love it. I love it. And you are right. Like I love the leggings, boots, and you know, I'm kind of like a creature of habit a little bit. So I'm investing in another pair of riding boots and some more leggings, but I'm looking for other things. And
don't you feel like I can do anything? Like I'm productive. I feel amazing.
I feel professional, right?
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
You just feel, when you look good, you feel good. And the thing is, I think for a lot of the podcast listeners out there and for myself included, is that I don't always have time to make sure that happens. So knowing that I have some nice pieces or some outfits that are already put together that I can just, you know, whip on quickly, get my makeup ready, and then go out the door, it just sets the tone for the entire day or your entire meeting.
Exactly. That's on purpose. I love it. That's right.
What accessories do you think or would you suggest for our readers that they should be investing in to get the most bang for their buck?
Definitely, I think classic pieces that go with what they have or what they're going to be buying, investing in. So for example, and things that complement, you know, their skin tones too. So I would say, you know, a great long gold chain, some gold, long gold necklace with a great neutral pendant, or a delicate thin choker necklace. Again, something delicate, something that would go with everything. I would do some great simple hoop earrings that are go with everything and that you can mix them together. You know, I see lots of these big and bold, chunky, great, fabulous necklaces and bracelets and stuff. But if you're going to be selecting a few pieces that go with everything, you know, and you're busy and you don't have time or want to invest in lots of stuff, you're wanting to get a couple of choice things. That's why I suggest these simple pieces that you can mix and match and go together. You can layer them. You can also do some great unique studs. So if you do have something heavier on the neck, you can wear something more simple on your ear. It's about balance. You don't want to put too much and same thing on your wrists. You know, I love jewelry. So, but it's about balance. You don't want to have a lot on your wrist and a lot on your neck and a lot on your ears. So find things that complement each other. You know, if it's heavier on the neck, it's lighter on the ear, lighter on the wrist. As far as, you know, you want to have some great bags that are neutrals that you can just switch with a few outfits if you need to. And same thing with shoes. You know, you mentioned you got one pair of boots, and I imagine you should probably get, if you got black, you may want to get brown, you know, and something like that, just so you know, you love that style. You love that. So get another neutral, basic, classic like that.
Yeah. And the particular boots that I got, which are Fry boots, they wear well. So they've lasted, you know, one whole year. And sometimes when you invest in shoes, depending upon the brand or the store that you buy them from, you don't always get that kind of return. And I'm tired of filling my closet with seasonal stuff that I bought from, as much as I love Target and other places, they don't always wear well. But one of the things that you do that I really love is that you really know how to balance out the items from shops like Target, which I seem to be spending my days in, you know, two or three times a week to pick up odds and ends, but with other designer label type stuff. How do you decide what works together?
You know, it's so funny because I've always had an eye, not I want to say I have an eye for it, but I've always had a passion for fashion. I've loved, but not trends and trendy things, classic things that are timeless that could be put together. So that's kind of what I do. It's funny because just this week I had a feature on my blog, Shop Your Closet, and it was a Target vest. That I found that was a faux fur vest. And I paired it with some fabulous jeans and great boots. And I wore it throughout the day with a great expensive bag. And I just look for those pieces that I know would, my favorite word, complement those other pieces that I have that are more expensive. And so, you know, those, if they last longer, if those Target inexpensive pieces last longer, great. If they don't, I haven't spent a fortune on them. But I select things that are either like the underneath stuff. So for example, on that vest, I had a long sleeve t-shirt. Well, that's from Target. You know, I don't need to spend $80 on a t-shirt when I can spend 12 or 15. That's not as important to me as some of the more statement items. And so I look for things that are either statement pieces that might pop that are a little bit unique in those types of stores, or those stores I will look for things that are, you know, really not, they don't matter as much, like the tank top or the cami or the undershirt that's going to go underneath. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, and so if you would just go to theoplife.com and look at the Shop Your Closet, you can see the most recent blog that she's referring to with the fur vest, which I really do love because, you know, like I said, I work from home. And so, you know, putting a jean with just a t-shirt and then throwing something on top of it like a vest dresses it up, and it definitely is much more fun and also fashion forward than just a t-shirt and jeans combo.
It's totally true. And it's and you know, for us where we live, we've got this weather that, you know, it may not be cold enough for a big heavy coat, and you're going around and doing different errands, and then you're hot in the businesses or the stores or wherever you are. And so this is one of those great things you can, it's in between. But you know what I love about it is you feel, and my daughter pointed this out, you feel kind of fabulous when you put a piece of clothing on like that. Like it makes you feel dressed up, you know, even though it wasn't expensive. It's just that the fact that you've got this thing on you, this faux fur vest, and it's just, yeah, I love it.
Do you think that the faux fur vest would look good in the business setting, maybe with some slacks or a nice like pencil skirt or something like that?
Absolutely. I think that's a very versatile piece. It's some nice slacks, you know, some, maybe some charcoal slacks or black slacks with a beautiful crisp white shirt underneath would be great. A great, you know, white gold chain underneath of that, underneath the blouse. I think definitely a pencil skirt would look fabulous with it and some tall knee-high boots. I think that would be great. Again, with a beautiful blouse underneath, a dress shirt, with even with a nice crisp collar. I think that'd be wonderful. I think that would look wonderful.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about Shop Your Closet, because I just love the concept. How does this work? You talk about Shop Your Closet on the blog.
One of my favorite ways to shop, I will say, I mean, I love beautiful things and I love nice things. And I love that you can have nice things and beautiful things without spending a fortune. And so, you know, we reference that vest. It looks beautiful and it looks expensive even though it wasn't. And the way I buy lots of nicer things is I look for opportunities to find them on sale. Very rarely do you see me buying things regular price unless I absolutely have to have it and I will splurge. I just feel like it's almost like a game for me. Like I play this game and go, I can outsmart them and I can get this at a better price. Aha. So I will find these classic things. And I look like right now, if I'm getting, you know, emails from lastcall.com, you know, Neiman Marcus, or I will look and see what they have on sale with their additional 30% off. And I'll find those classic pieces to have, whether it's a bag, whether it's boots. Those boots I was wearing, I think I got a couple years ago online there, and it was, and they were at a discount. But I know I'm going to have it and wear it for a while. And so if I happen to buy something off season to me, that's fine because I'm saving some money, but I'm buying some great pieces that I can eventually put together with other things. And that's the key, is finding things you love in that fit your body shape and size and style, that are the style that you love, that will go together. So I find myself wearing lots of similar colors, colors that things that complement each other. Those are the things I buy. So I'll buy chocolates or oatmeals or heather grays, blacks, and I tend to go to the same things over and over again. But they all go work well together. You might be looking for, you know, if you go onto one of those sites or wherever your local, you know, boutique that you're going to, go to the sales section first and see if there's some great party dresses on sale. You may not have a party to go to now, but if you, you know, find a great party dress at 30 or 40% off, grab it and stick it in your closet. And that way, when you have something come up, you've got something there and you didn't have to go out last minute to go find something to wear. I don't know how many women have gone through that scenario, but I'm sure we can all recall a time that, you know, you've got an event to go to and you have to run to the mall to find something to wear for a party this weekend, right? Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wanted to ask you too, and I didn't send you this link, but I have a friend and she's a wonderful person, and she wears the same like color scheme every day, which is all black. And there was a recent article on LinkedIn, which I'll send to you after this, and I'll have available if you go to bloggingforjobs.com and just put in Irene Gianos, you'll be able to be connected to this blog among the other resources that we're talking about today. But it's called The Genius of Wearing the Same Outfit Every Day. People like Steve Jobs, Mark Zuckerberg, Obama, he kind of has the same suit and outfit going on. Do you think that that's a good strategy, or is it something that women can do? Because these three people that I mentioned are men. Just curious on your thoughts.
You know, I saw that article come across. I didn't have a chance to look at it. I bookmarked it and I haven't looked at it yet, but it was something that caught my attention. I think it's, you know, there's a couple of ways of looking at it. It's one less thing to think about in your day, first of all, because if you do have a full closet of things, sometimes too much is, I think, too much on your brain. I think it's more, you know, more feng shui to just have it simplified and not have too much. Less is more sometimes. So it relieves one thing off your mind to have to worry about what you're going to wear, but you also eliminate the opportunity to kind of show your style if that matters to you at all. If it doesn't matter to you and if it's not really not important and it makes your life easier, go for it. You know, I think you've got to do what works for you. So if you're not one of those people that really gets into fashion, then don't worry about it. Then go do it and it'll make your life easier. Find something to wear, duplicate it in the somewhat of a way and make that work. If you do love style, but you do want to try that strategy of, hey, this works for me, this simple black suit. Let me get a couple of them, black, charcoal gray, and black, you know, and then just change it up with your accessories. So as women, we have that ability to do that more so than the men. So it all depends on how you want to look at it. If it's going to make your life easier and you have one less thing to worry about, then go for it. And if it makes you feel good, that's the thing. If it makes you feel good, then I don't see why not. And you can express yourself with, you know, your individuality and your creative and your styleness with your accessories, your earrings, your bracelets, your handbag, your earrings. I think so, totally.
Yeah. Well, it definitely makes for maybe easier travel. I know that I travel a lot and I am extremely terrified of losing my luggage because there's nothing worse than flying in and maybe connections are tight and then finding out that your luggage ended up in Abu Dhabi or some other far off place. So I really try to focus when I'm traveling on just a carry-on, if at all possible, unless I go to a couple places. Now, if I'm driving in the car and I'm not on the airplane, I will pack more. But for the most part, it's a carry-on for me whenever I travel, so I don't worry about losing my luggage. Do you have any travel tips for maybe a way for us to fit all their items in a carry-on? And let's say maybe we're going to New York for 4 days. How do we get it all in there? What's the secret?
That's a good question that I struggle with myself, actually, because even it's advice I need to take for myself. The biggest thing I would think is I would say, because I've done it a few times for my business with my daughter's company, is wearing, you know, packing things, again, what my favorite word, complementary, packing some things that you know you can layer and that are complementary to each other. So for example, for you, I would say, let's use you for example. If you choose to wear those fabulous boots that you have, you would be wearing them on the plane, and you would have your leggings you're wearing, and maybe pack a couple of other leggings. Those are small enough that you could, they're packable like that. Mm-hmm. And maybe a wrappy cardigan type of thing with some different tops that you can interchange with inside. Again, these are thin enough. They're not heavy and bulky that you can interchange and match and mix and match together. And you can wear the same shoes. That's not going to be a problem. If it's only a couple days, if you don't mind wearing the same shoes, then I would do that. I would definitely do something like that and pack things that are layers and complementary to each other that work together.
And maybe that don't wrinkle, because that seems to be my other problem, right? Is I have to turn the steam on in my bathroom and hope that my dress will unwrinkle.
Yes, absolutely. You know, things that's fabrics that don't wrinkle. That's always a nice thing to have too. And there's some stores like Chico's that they've got some great fabrics and pieces that are made for those things. So I would definitely explore that option too.
Hmm. I love it. I didn't know that about Chico's.
Yeah, they do. But the big thing, my favorite thing really is layers, because especially when I travel on the plane, because you know, you get on and it's warm because the air conditioning is not on. And then you start flying, it's on. The air conditioning is on full blast. You get hot. So you want to be able to take things off and on and layer and maybe tie it around your waist. I love those wraps because that's what I do. I tie it around my waist when I get hot. And that's important because you're going from different climates, air conditioned room, non-air conditioned.
Are there any beauty products that you're really in love with right now that you wanted to share with the audience?
I'm in my early 40s, and one thing I've always paid attention, I would say at least a decade. I've always taken care of my skin, but it's been a decade or so that I just really was on purpose about trying to be proactive in getting a head start on anti-aging as soon as I can. So I've always been into taking good care of my skin and skin. And just now I'm really noticing my hair more than anything. And so I don't know how many people relate to this, and some people are just born with thinner hair. I was not. I had really thick hair, and I just feel like it's not as thick as it used to be. So when I find products that I love and I'm seeing results in, I generally don't change. So I can't say, right now I'm loving this skincare. If I find something that's working, I really don't change. So I use Arbonne skincare. I love it, love it, love it. It's, and I can't tell you, my mom actually uses it, and people have commented on her skin how good it is. So I love that. But I just started a new hair care system that I love. It's called Monate, and it's specifically designed for rebuilding and strengthening hair that you're losing hair or making it thicker. And there's clinical trials on it with proven results. So as soon as I saw that, I said, I want to try it. And I've loved it ever since. So that's definitely my go-to thing. Another thing I love, believe it or not, is like my curling iron. I love having my curling iron to be able to touch up and whatever I need to have. If you're traveling for business, you need your curling iron with you. If you have gotten, depending on your hairstyle. For another thing for business women, nails. Can I just say, keep it simple and keep it classic. No designs, no snowmans or snowflakes, even though I think those are fun and cute. Keep it simple. You can do your French, do nudes. Natural colors are really popular and I love them. Or if you want to do like that, you know, like, I hate to say black, but these darker colors, but they're still simple and classic. And just having that just well manicured nail, I love that too. So,
Great. Well, let's take a little bit of a reset here. This is Jessica Miller Merrill, and you're listening to the Workology podcast powered by Blogging for Jobs. Today's topic is reinventing your wardrobe with my guest, Irene Gianos. You can connect with Irene on Twitter at Irene Gianos, which is IreneGianos. And she's very active on the Twitters. She's very active on all the social medias. I like to follow her most on Instagram and also Pinterest. She pins lots of good things. You're a power user of Pinterest like I am. I just love Pinterest.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And once I get started, unfortunately, I have a hard time peeling off of it. So yes, I'll do spurts. I'll be on it and then I won't get off. And I'm like, oh, I got to take a break because I love it so much.
I do, but it is time consuming. Like, it can really suck your soul if you let it. Yeah. Are there any accessories that you think that I and the podcast listeners here should add to our 2015 wardrobes?
You know, just it all depends on what you have already. I'll tell you that the Pantone released the color of the year for 2015, and they say the hot color of the year is Marsala, which is absolutely gorgeous. It's a warm color. It's a rich color. It's a color that can be done up in so many different ways, in so many different textures. And it's unisex. Marsala is like it's almost like a wine, but with more of an earthy rust color to it, not Bordeaux. But, anyway, so, you know, I think if you're one of those, for example, you're wearing solid black, you can add a Marsala bag to your outfit. And, you know, I love having that punch of a handbag is awesome. And then doesn't have to match exactly your outfit. I think having something a bit off is always makes your look interesting. And it's kind of a fun, still classic look. I'm not saying go crazy and be neon, but it's just a pop of uniqueness to you. But that Marsala is a hot color for the year coming up. So I think if you want to invest in something, you know, in that tone, it'd be kind of fun, kind of cool.
Yeah. And it definitely is going to stand out with like a charcoal or a black or something like that.
Yeah. It goes with so many things, with black, with charcoal, with cream, winter white, you know, it'd be beautiful. Yes.
I'm always budget conscious when I shop, but there are times I like to have some good quality pieces of clothing and accessories that are timeless. I think as I get older, I'm focusing, you know, like we've been talking about, less on the trends. I mean, having a nice piece like a bag or maybe a beautiful scarf in the Marsala color like you're recommending would be nice, but I don't need to go out and invest in the latest, you know, jeans fad or, you know, whatever. Shoulder pads or whoever's coming back these days. I'm just looking at good quality clothing and accessories. What are some investment fashion and clothing pieces that you would recommend for people to think about that kind of, you know, go with everything and are very versatile?
I think depending on your body shape and size and your style, but I think some great black pants are must have. Whether you wear them skinny with, you know, leather strip down the side, but something that's classic and simple, but especially I love things that have a little bit of a detail that make them different. And sometimes you'll find that in some of the higher end pieces. So I love just a great basic black pants, a great leather jacket goes with lots of things, and it doesn't have to be like another neutral color that complements your skin tone. So for example, pick a Marsala leather jacket or a charcoal leather dark gray. I have a dark leather gray jacket. Did I say that right? Dark leather jacket that's dark gray. There we go. But I wear that and layer that with lots of things. And it's like a classic piece that I invested in that goes with different things. I could wear that with my black pants. I can wear that with my jeans. I can wear that with ivory pants. So I think a great leather jacket would be fantastic. A neutral bag, it could be, for example, this like a blushy color is a great, I've been carrying one for a while and I love that. You're going to see that kind of that blush color going into next year as well. That's, I think, a great investment thing to have. A great bag is always, you just wear something that you know fits your style. The examples I'm using that are very personal to me, but I feel like they're classic, but I do feel like they're also part of what I see out there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think a great bag, some great black shoes, a leather jacket, black pants. Did I say black shoes already? Because I was going to say black shoes. I said black pants. Some great shoes that go with the things that you have. So for example, if it's, you know, a wedge booty or a great strappy, like a cage sandal. Like, so in other words, it goes a little bit higher and it's high heeled, but with, but it's all open, if that makes sense. So I think a great sandal like that for those warmer months. I think just things, just a great, beautiful blouses that can go underneath of jackets that you have. I think those are some great pieces to have. It also depends on your lifestyle and how you live. If you work from home, that would be different than if you work at an office. So it's really, you have to look at how you spend your time and where you spend it. Find those unique things that you know would be classic to your lifestyle. So for you, it would be like the leggings and the boots for someone who works in the office. It would be just a great, you know, some dress slacks and jackets, those kinds of things. So I think you'd have to really individualize it.
I agree. And you know, what's funny is when I drop Riley, my daughter, off at kindergarten, and I am in a dress or I have makeup on and I look like I'm heading to a meeting, the teacher no longer asks me what's going on. She just says, "Oh, a meeting, huh?" So because I work from home most
days. Yeah, it's different for different. It's exactly right. That's right.
Yeah. But I personally have like a few items that I normally buy a year for the conferences that I go to so that they'll travel well. And then, you know, my life isn't every day. I'm lucky in that I don't wear suits like I used to in the frequency that I did. So I can be, I think, a little bit more playful when I do go out and about. But I don't invest in like, you know, a 7-day wardrobe because I might be only out and about 3 days a week.
Right. So exactly. So it depends on what your, you know, your situation is with your career and how you, where you work and how you work. That definitely changes things up. Yes.
Agreed. Not only are you an entrepreneur, like we talked about, and a businesswoman, but you're also a mom of two kids. And I know that you're also overseeing a living room remodel. Is that right now?
Yes, I am.
How do you manage all this? Do you have any suggestions to kind of, you know, make sure that we all remain sane, especially during like this busy time of the year going into 2015?
That's a great thing. I need to revisit that with myself. No, I've got a lot going on right now. You know, I think the biggest thing is to make lists and get a notebook that you either one notebook with tab dividers or get several little notebooks that, you know, are the same size, but each one for different subject, but write down everything you need to do and write down. I mean, I'm an old fashioned paper person, although I'll tell you about something else in a little bit, but I am an old fashioned paper person. So writing it down helps me really remember and puts it into my brain. But making lists of things that you know you've got to get done. I need to call the upholsterer. I need to go to this fabric store to check out this fabric for this chair that I want to redo. I need to call this guy to tear out this hole because I want to sheetrock this wall. You know, all those different things. Make a list of what you have to do and check it twice. I mean, that's really the only way you've got to. And then the second thing is, as much as I can delegate to others, I do. Because I can't do it all. So if I'll delegate something to my husband or if I will delegate something to my helper lady who comes and helps me here, I will do that. I mean, that's I have to delegate things to others.
Agreed. Otherwise, we would be going crazy. One of the things that I have in my house, and it's so like if my mom comes over and she needs to know what's going on, you know, with my schedule or travel for my husband or Riley, is I have a chalkboard calendar in our kitchen that changes. So she's aware of what's happening. And then an app, or I guess it's a Chrome extension if you're on Google Chrome, that my team uses quite well is called Todoist, T-O-D-O-I-S-T. And it's a virtual to-do list either on your phone or via your computer, and you can set yourself deadlines and reminders to be able to just get that to-do list done.
Oh, I love that. I need to take a look at that.
Yeah, it's nice. I'm looking forward to when they have a team version because Blake and I have separate to-do lists right now, and initially we tried to have one together. Blake is kind of my operations guy. He oversees a lot of stuff with the blogs and the different things that we work on. But he's a little OCD. And so while I don't need to have everything off my to-do list or my to-do list every day, Blake, however, it drives him crazy if his calendar of to-dos is not clear. So we had to separate our to-do list because he was not a happy guy.
Well, I think it will be super beneficial, especially for families with kids, with multiple sports and events, and which is what we juggle too. I've got an appointment here. You've got one there. Okay. Do you have this kid? I've got that kid. Where are you going? Yeah. That'd be super helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is so hard. I mean, there's always something going on, and then trying to social appearances, work stuff. I mean, it's a lot.
Yes. A lot.
Last year, you introduced me to a wonderful website called soap.com, which allows me to set up regular orders of products like toothpaste and toilet paper and cleaning products, and they deliver them right to my door, and it's on a schedule. So it's awesome. Like, I don't have to go to the store anymore or as often and pick up those things. It's actually saves me tons of time and then saves me money since I'm not at the store impulse shopping.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which is funny because even if, you know, I end up spending 25 cents more for the, super pack of toilet paper, I'm actually saving myself money because Riley's not begging for this toy, or I say, oh, I really like that skirt, and then pulling it off the rack and taking it with me. What I wanted to ask you, what favorite organization and time-saving hack are you loving right now?
Well, that soap.com is, I swear, it's the best thing ever, isn't it? I mean, it's the bomb diggity. I swear. I love it. But I really, as many online purchases, especially for these necessary things I can do, I do. So for example, my skincare is Arbonne and I buy all that online. My hair care is Monate. I buy all that online. And if anyone needs links to those, I can share those with them as well. But so as many of those things, because it's one less thing I have to buy and look for and do at the store. I just look for things, less, fewer errands I have to run, fewer things I have to do when I'm out and about, as many things I can save time on. That's the biggest thing. And then another thing I do use the app called Evernote, and what I love about it is I just have these random notes going all the time, either for my blog or for my daughter's company, or just other home projects I've got going on. And I will have random thoughts of whatever. And if I don't have that little notebook with me, I've got that I can jot down ideas, blog post ideas, everything I've got going on in my head, because it spins a lot. I've got all these ideas. I put them down on Evernote and it syncs with my computer. And so I can always go through, and when I get to my laptop, I can open it up and go, ah, there's this. And oh, there's a blog post I actually wrote on the airplane because I had all these rambling ideas in my head. And boom, copy, paste, and that's done. So I love Evernote. And then really nothing, no secret to this, but I try to utilize every moment I can, like while I'm, if there's stuff to be done. So for example, I'm in carpool and I haven't been on Instagram yet today. Well, I'm going to try to post something on Instagram. So I try to use all my free moments that I have, 5 or 10 here or there, to get stuff done and just be more efficient with my time. That's really the biggest thing of all, is just try to use those free moments I have as much as I can.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I want to thank you, Irene, for joining us today on the Workology podcast. Where can people go to learn more about you?
They can go to theoplife.com. It's the word THEOPLIFE, life.com. And they can follow me there. And there's all my links to my social media where I share all the things I'm passionate about and help people live on purpose.
Great, great. Well, thank you everyone to listening and joining us for the Workology podcast hosted by me, Jessica Miller Merrill, where we discuss the science and art of the workplace, HR and recruitment. Until next time, you can visit Blogging for Jobs to listen to all our previous episodes. Thanks and have a great day.
Production services for the Workology podcast with Jessica Miller Merrill provided by Total Picture Media.